Blog Talk Radio.
Any cost, you
didn't see her anywhere. So I started wondering, was this nothing but a dream? I waited for at least an hour, then I'm bound. I took my first step, then I looked on the left. There was an unknown telling me, please don't go. Wasting my time, and there she was, all dressed in white. The love of my life was here in front of my eyes. I gave her a hug, damn what the, she disappeared, and I broke down in tears, cause I waited for so long. My eyes, yeah. Oh,
Damn, what time is it? I know she called me.
Hey! Listen, you who transformed your anguish into healthy awareness, put your voice where your memory is. You who swallow the afternoon dust, defend everything you understand with words. You, if no one else, will condemn with your tongue the erosion each disappointment brings. You, who saw the images of disgust growing, will understand how time devours the destitute. You, who gave yourself your own commandments, know better than anyone why you turned your back on your town's toughest limits. Don't hush. Don't throw away the most persistent truth, as our hard-headed brethren sometimes do. Remember well what your life was like. Cloudiness and slick mud after a drizzle, flimsy windows, the wind kept rattling in winter, and that unheated slab dwelling with coldness crawled up in your clothes. Tell how you were able to come to this point, to unbar history's door, to see your early years, your people, the others. Name the way rebellion's calm spirit has served you, and how you came to unlearn the lessons of that teacher, your land's omnipotent defiler. Remember how, from the first emptiness, you started saving yourself and asked yourself, what, after all, do these words are good for? In this round hour now, where your voice strikes time. This poem is called You, If No One Else by Tina Villanueva, and it was translated by James Helfer. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Kings and Queens Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are excited to present, well, to yield to you guys the mic, to whatever it is you like. It's open mic night, y'all, so join us. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, King Atterbury. How are you, King?
Yo, what's up, Queen? I'm chilling. I mean, everything's good over here. What's good with
great
you?
Great to hear. I am doing wonderful. I'm enjoying the little music back and forth we had backstage. I hope everybody enjoyed the selection because... Yeah, he was trying to show me up back then.
Oh, no, you was trying to show me up. I mean, I saw you. I mean,
I still want to get a hold of that music collection of yours that you were talking about. I said I want to get a hold of that music collection that you were talking about. Got to get that in the studios. So. Box in the other one if you send me.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely live. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
How
yes,
you feeling with this full moon coming?
I am feeling enlivened, I want to say. Like, something just came over to me today. And it was just like, say yes. I'm with it. I feel like I'm getting signs and signals. The universe is leading me in a certain direction. And I'm like, you know what? I say yes. So that's all right. I'm feeling optimistic and live up in here.
That's always good.
How about you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm feeling real good. You know what I'm saying? I've been got my downloads, including, mm-hmm. you know, last night and everything. So everything already been deciphered. You know what I mean? So you just, you know me, I walk into the unknown. So I like being in there. Walking through there, rather.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you're going to get sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to deal with it, you know what I'm saying? Live with it and let it pass you by. You know what I mean?
That's true. But I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come. I really am.
It's a beautiful moment. Pink. It's be a pink
it
moment,
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is
I love the full moon.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love to stay up and watch it, go for a ride. There's this place in West Orange, New Jersey, where it's an Eagle Rock Reservation, and you can, like, get a really amazing outlook of, like, the New York and New Jersey skyline over the mountains and the moon in that particular atmosphere. And it's, like, dark up there. It's
so nice. Such a nice little, it's a nice view. It's a nice view. I wish I could head up there tonight and check out the moon. That would be great. But
yeah, I love when that moon be out there and it's shining over the water, you know what I'm saying, over the bay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That has to be amazing to see.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Energy is beautiful. I mean,
yes, yes. That's what it is. That's what it is. Great things. Great things. But before we get started, I do want to remind everybody that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Can't forget to let you guys know that. Why be average when you can be what? That's right. And shouts out to author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet, for making all this magic possible. All right. So how about we get to the poetry segment of this show? Would you like to do the honors?
You know, I always say ladies first, but you know. Yeah, you always got to wear bamboozle on me.
How is that bamboozle? I feel the voice.
You do it to me. Look, you do it to me all the time. But it's all good. I'm going to get you back.
I give it to you. You set the stage. You are the king.
You give it. I'll take it on ice. All right, we did.
Okay. All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece is titled Transformers. My energon cubes remain stacked very high, shining bright across skies amongst gals and guys. When you enter my zone, it's all love, no mud. The return is so special that you'll know what's up. Although some be in thief mode, careless acts are wonders. Is your frequency so low, vibrating off higher numbers? We only try to give a helping hand to understand. But motives of your plans become key in what stands. I rock with so many and plant seed of different thoughts. Just to steal something's messy, holding forts on fielded force. All are not bad, yet sad because of past trauma. Sleeping dreams of scenes without having trouble drama. Speaking how I talk, it's all pepper and hot sauce. The guard remain on course without taking a loss. So to my real associates and friends until the end, you sharp and sharp then. I'm very happy about our pair. Okay.
Let him know. I'm digging it.
It's energy, baby. It's energy. Protect your energy out there.
Yes, indeed.
No, I'm an Autobot. You know what I'm saying? No Decepticons.
That's right.
That's why I keep my energy cubes stacked in the warehouse.
Yes, indeed. That's all it is. That's exactly what it is. I feel you.
So I know you got something for us tonight.
I was trying to drag it out because I wanted to change something. Hold on.
Yeah, people call in. If you're listening online, you know what I'm saying? Hit that magic number, 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get on the mic.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm ready. Okay.
Mic is yours.
I read this piece the other night on poetic therapy, but I thought I'd read it again. Okay. This big life takes sacrifice. So I lay my former self upon the altar in hopes that the innocence of her need to please should appease the God of small miracles, the ones who measure movement in modicum. So I sojourn with a light foot and a tentative step, and accept the fact that it's different here. Lungs tasked with expanding to capacity. Heart rocks the body like beatbox. Legs won't stop moving. Mind inclined to a tribal rhythm on the low beat. And though this melancholy melody keeps distracting me, I'm listening. A good student of the universe, the cipher encoded language in tune to demon time, a herald uncovering this crime scene inside of me, a juxtaposition so separated that the whole of me feels bifurcated. But if I'm still standing, what does it mean? What am I afraid of? What's meant to be? They say hope is for suckers, and as I slow dance with destiny, though my mind is too divided to truly believe, her divinity keeps calling me, but it's different. I feel it now with my fingers. The static electricity lingers there, resting, a transient diastolic thing in my pulse. It jolts, an expulsion of bad blood playing tete-a-tete at the inner bend of this thin skin at my wrist. Thinking this ends here. It feels as if I can get to it. A simple cut, that ought to do it. But this time, I dance to its tune now. Vibration rocks the soul to and fro. This is a dance after all. A root and leaf, a turning of seasons, seasons, a growing sunward, a growing onward past the pressure, a bursting forth into uncharted waters, an inordinate amount of spirit. An exorbitant amount of freedom to know that it's all in my thankful praying hands now. The bounty and the benevolent blues, the rub, the ruse, the bully, the knife. And with this faith, I take this life into an alignment that feels so transmundane it gets mistaken for profanity. I take this moment with an audaciousness held together by every rebel rose that came before me. So yeah, in my mind it's different. It's a cyclical redistribution of love, as old as energy, as moldable as matter, as fluid as music. Here, every moment's got a taste to it, with all the sweet and the juice of fat-bottomed fruit. And I am a summer cloud kiss made of clues. It's different here in the stratosphere, where my praise outweighs my blues. That's it. Thank you.
You always have a true essence, you know what I'm saying, with your poetry, you know. I was glad to have you on deck, sitting right next to me, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad to be here with you guys. Don't go getting sappy. It's too early in the show. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. You trapped in the epiphany zone.
Oh yeah, hardly a trap. I love it.
Great place to be. Can't get out.
That's right. It's like if you stuck your hand into electricity, you know, and you felt its charge. You can't go back to regular life after that. I can't go back to normal life after me and you guys. It's possible.
Yeah.
The elevation. I love it.
Right,
you know what I mean? That's true. All right, now we're getting all sappy and, you know, loved up early in the show. I think we could just play a little music and then we can get back to the calls. What do you think?
I'm going to throw one in the air. You know what I'm saying? Then we get to this next call.
All right, you got it? Do your thing.
Here we go, baby. Do your thing.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't, but you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way up that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
We back, Queen? Queen, I think you got your mic muted.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was muted, but that song is funny. I like that song.
You want to love yourself. Self-love
is important.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Going out
yes, it
well.
Is.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, how about we jump into some of these callers, Kane?
Yeah,
you ready?
Let's go.
Are you ready for some Perla Negra? First up on the mic is Epiphany's own Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, my dear. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good, Your Majesty. How are you?
We are doing.
Man, how is it? Really, let me tell you something. Y'all pieces are amazing, and I love to hear them. I can listen to them over and over again, and they just keep getting better every time. So amazing
work. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, indeed.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice and good to have you. And I know you brought something amazing for us to listen to. We don't really have a question. We're just checking in, doing open mic, and, you know, seeing how everybody's doing, you know, getting right back into that poetry spirit.
Absolutely.
I know we don't have to. You did? I'm sorry.
Like, earlier today I wrote something And I'll explain to you when I get ready to spit it. But it's a short piece, but it's still a piece nonetheless.
Okay. All right. We love your short pieces, too. Love them. But yeah, so I know we don't really have to tell you about, like, you know, or like remind you of you just exist in this space of, like, I know you're constantly writing and encouraging and things like that, so I need to get like that. I need that kind of because I go on like steam and inspiration, and then it's like when inspiration isn't coming, or you know, can't find that muse, then I kind of feel lost in the sauce. But I'm like, I know a lot of people have told me, especially here, and I gotta tell people, I tell people all the time, like, listen in, join in, call in. There's so much to be learned here, and that's one thing that I'm trying, that I've been learning from you guys a lot too, is like being consistent with just showing up for your writing, and then it'll flow and it'll come out better. And, you know, I'm feeling it. Yeah.
Catch the vibe, baby. Catch the vibe and join the ride. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. Because I
know what?
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I know some people that I know and some people that I'm related to, they like to write. And they'll share it with me, but they don't really share it outward. And I'm like, come on through. You're missing this encouragement. So if you're listening in, I just want to remind y'all, come on through. You know, press that one. Join us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? Some people, they feel like, sometimes they can't write. You can always write, because our minds are always thinking. We always have thoughts going through our heads. It's just that there are certain words that we may not want known, or we may not want to speak, but go ahead and write them anyway, because you never know. Somebody needs to hear whatever it is that you have to say. Somebody needs to read it. Somebody needs to feel it. So go ahead and write it down. It doesn't have to be a whole line. It could be just that one word, and you can go from there later. Just pen it or type it in, however you do it. I'm still writing my notebook, but I've gotten a little bit. Technology makes you lazy, so I've been kind of like putting everything in my tablet lately, and I got to stop doing that. I need to start recording it. Or, you know, putting pencil to paper or pen to paper, you know, and it's ironclad. Can't nobody take that from you, you know?
Absolutely. So, that's true.
That's right.
And I think
it don't matter.
I was going through my little office, and I found, like, just scraps of paper that I've written things on. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. And I just like, I have a whole notebook now where it's just, some of them are, like, crumpled up or folded, or, you know, from misfit notebooks and everything like that. So it's different color papers, just a stack of it. And I'm like, I want to look through it. And I do feel that. There is a difference in writing with pen and paper than it is to just, you know, type it in your phone.
Because
it's like a... Yeah. It goes
really quick. That's what I do all the time.
You know what? Because it's easy to delete something when you're using these electronics. But when you're actually writing it down on a piece of paper, you don't want to scribble. You don't want to take and turn the pencil upside down and erase. You just want to rip that piece of paper out and toss it to the side and start writing over again. But like you said, later on, you'll find those little pieces of paper that you balled up and threw somewhere. And they wind up being something amazing, because you can put those words to a whole other piece that you've been writing, or you can put them all together, organize them, and make them into one amazing piece.
Yeah.
So,
like there was one that I had I looked at it and I kind of, it's really short. It's like 2 or 3 lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember what I felt when I wrote those lines. And then writing about that feeling turned into a whole piece that I plan on sharing. So yeah, it is important. But thank you. We appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we actually want to get to some of this poetry, and I want to hear this piece that you wrote today. I love Fresh Ink Alert. Fresh Ink Alert! When you're ready, the Perla Negra, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. Now, these words that I wrote down are actually the ending to a... It's my response for ending to a conversation from toxicity from my past that decided to visit me.
Mm.
All right. Ooh. This is called No More Scarring. I hate that my heart still smiles at the thought of you. You never ask me what I need, yet you always seem to send the opposite. And your words are beautiful, but they're also empty. So tell me, how much room is the heart supposed to leave for disappointment? 2%, 10%, 50%, 100%, what? What do you do when you're drawn to who brings uncertainty? I'm wild at heart. But my soul will always hear the call, the wild. My free spirit wants to run with it. There's something untamed about you, and it pulls me in. But you leave me unsure, and I fear my heart being caged by uncertainty. So if I let you in, if I let you have me, it may leave a scar. So I'm sorry. Got enough of them already. And that's it, peace.
All right.
Cool.
Congrats, baby.
Congrats. Yes, indeed.
Short, sweet, right to the point. That's what you know. I mean,
it's really right.
Right.
Oh, man.
Doing your thing. Loved it.
That question. How much room is the heart supposed to leave for disappointment? Oh, I feel like it's, I don't know about men, but for women, it's like that is a question that if you could answer it, it would solve 75% of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because we do leave so much space for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
oh,
of
yeah.
just being like, I've had enough and I'm going to walk away, we still give them 10 more, 2 more, that extra 1.5%. They don't
mm-hmm.
deserve and yeah, something untamed about you, and it pulls me in. I'm like, oh no, oh, oh, I'm right there with you. This piece, I know exactly what you mean when you say someone can live in your experience just from you telling it. So I'm like, I'm right there with you. I totally understand. I totally get it.
Okay.
I get it. Oh, beautiful.
Thank
really
you.
Beautiful. Can.
Appreciate
hey,
that.
You know, I'm always a fan of LaPerla Negra. You know, that beautiful poetry, how she decided, whether it's short or long or whatever, she just have a way
yeah.
of, you know, saying, bring it forth her magic. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
You love when it happens. Baby, baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
We love him. Word up.
That's right. That's right. Well, Diane, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your perspective. I love to hear it. It's always very inspiring. So stay tuned. You know, stand by. We might be coming around again and spinning the block, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking for another piece.
Okay. All right. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic.
I think it's my turn to drop a tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on you, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
I feel great.
You're much more than human beings, extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know is, have a thing here for you. We were made to love, we were made to love.
I just took my socks off.
At Epiphany Radio.
That's right. If you got them on, take them off. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome King and Queen's Quarters in Epiphany Radio program. Oh my gosh, King. It's already off to a good start with Perla Negra. Popped it off as she always does, you know. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get back into the
roll
studio?
Call? You got your roll in call?
My raw length? Oh, of course, of course.
Well, I was gonna say, don't have you. I don't want you to get reported. You get snitched on.
Yeah, no, not now, not with this full moon coming. You gotta have your. I'm realizing how important the knowledge of those stones, and it can actually. I've been finding out some information, and he's really on to something. You guys better tune in.
Right. Go get your raw links.
That's right.
Contact anybody on Tiffany or up to Larry Madden. Copy yours, because I got mine.
I got mine, too. All right. So, look. We're going to roll back into this queue and let our next caller get a chance to take the mic. It looks like our next caller is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Lady A. How are you
Hello.
Doing?
How are you?
Hey.
I have to say, I absolutely loved that last song.
Yeah. That was John Legend. Made to
oh.
Love.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. So how are you feeling? How's everything going?
Well, it's trying to be spring real hard, and there's no ice in the bay now. There's no ice in the water, and the temperature's rising. The sun is warmer. I hung sheets out on the line today to dry, and was my first, it's my favorite household duty or job. I love hanging clothes on the line. And they smell so good when you bring them in, eh? That's what I like about it.
I do. Oh, man.
So I've been writing quite a bit of poetry, and I entered a couple of contests with two of the poems. But I wrote one, and I read it on Thursday night. To honor Larry Madox, For Real, the poet.
Oh,
and
okay.
He had read a poem that night, and that's what inspired me to write this poem. I'd like to read it again because I think he's listening this time. And if you guys wouldn't mind, or I could read one of the other two that I wrote.
Oh, by all means.
Whatever poem you feel special about, you know what I mean?
All right, so I'm going to read the one that I wrote for Real. It's called His Ink. Orion's stars number in the millions, unique, like snowflakes glistening. Is exquisite beauty without comparison, queen with skin of melanin. Loneliness, her companion, men suffer from intimidation. She is beyond his reach, he thought. He must retreat. Voice smooth as silk, a knowing laugh beguiles the soul listening to his ink. Seasons of pain have been ingrained. Fearing love would be the same. He scribes words to melt and break the hardest heart. His worth buried beneath his doubt of being less than what a woman wants. Grab this moment, she waits for you, her king, yet she believed it's true, self-esteem, self-worth, her aloneness a symptom of what she learned. Like you, her vision of love blurred by hopelessness that has occurred, she illuminates the sky while you long to love the one you pass by. Seize the moment, she waits for you, her king, tell her she makes you sing. Let her be your thought-filled muse. You'll be amazed, should you choose. She'll be the one who fits into your poems. She'll be more than you know, the one who becomes each word entirely, the one who is your poetry. And peace.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That. Oh, yes, it was. My goodness. I was expecting.
I'm gonna call that. That's like full blown AIDS instead of HIV.
Thank you. He writes such beautiful pieces, and they're sad and they're sad but beautiful, and you know the longing for love is always there, and this just I wish I had a copy to read what he read on Thursday night, because it's what inspired me to write this. And so he's a beautiful soul, isn't he?
He really is, yes. Oh, it was beautiful, and beautiful way to honor him. I was expecting it to be like, you know, something specifically about him, like, you know, going on about him as a person, but it's like, you know, your view of him and this scenario with the picture that you painted, the story that you told. It's so beautiful, and I can, like, see that in his words and a lot of his poems. It's like, it's almost like love is an elusive thing, and you expounded on that a lot, and I love the way you did that, and the way you, that was so well done. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That really was.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh, man.
Like I said,
That really was. Thank you so much, Lady A, and on behalf of, for real, you know, salute to the boss. He always tell, you know, does a lot for all of us. He's not just the CEO. He's like, you know, he's the guy. And it's beautiful to have others call in and to acknowledge that, you know, his pen does touch. And I think that is the point behind so much of what he does. And to acknowledge that is awesome. It really is. So I thank you. I really do. That was really great.
Well, I appreciate being able to share that. And people who write poetry like he does, and so many of you do, really moves me. I mean, I can't even explain it. I can't tell you what words, beautiful words, just are something I feel so deep within myself. So I feel happy to be able to share that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I feel the same way about your poetry. I'm like, it reminds me so much of Poe. I say that a lot, not about all of your pieces, but a lot of them is like this it's almost lined with this kind of melancholy, but it's like, but it's not in a way that's sad. It's almost romantic in a way, but it's like looking at something from a distance and seeing it from the sad point of perspective, but also seeing it in a wholeness that you don't necessarily see if you're all Google eyes and rose-colored glasses. But it's like the other side of things that you see when you're distant enough away to, like, just be, you know, tender with the distance and tender with the sadder parts of it. I love it. I really love your poetry, and it does inspire me, too. It inspires me to
Thank
be more
much.
Honest
Thank
about
you.
What I write about. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, Lady A. Well, hopefully you can stand by. We might do another round, and we would love to hear another one of your beautiful pieces of poetry if you'd like to, you know, join us for another round. So.
Sure.
Good man. All right. So
yeah, I'll do that. No problem. Thank you.
You're very welcome. One love and one might.
One love, one might.
Love, one might.
One love, one might.
All right, cool.
I really do love Lady A's poetry. It's so beautiful, and I thank her for joining us. You know, really beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
You going to take the two turntables and the mic, or is it on me?
Yeah, I got the tables.
Huh?
I got the tables coming up right now.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Come and climb in my bed. Don't be sad to your bed.
I wanna play with you, baby. I'm trying to
watching the skin and you're leaving me hopeless. I wanna feel you on, feel you under my body. I wanna feel you on, feel you on. Hey, I'm too impressed. Come and climb in my bed. Don't be shy to your face. It's all in my head. Wow. Hey, time to impress. Come and climb in my bed. Don't be shy to your face. It's all in my head. Yeah. Cut it like waves closing in around us. Yeah. Dimming lights just so that they don't blind us. Nah, nah. I wanna feel you on, feel you under my body. I wanna feel you on, feel you on. Hey, I'm too impressed. Come and climb in my bed. Don't be shy to your face. It's all in my head. Wow. Hey, time to impress. Come and climb in my bed. Don't be shy to your face. It's all in my head.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, welcome back to
yeah, that song was
King
really
and Queen
dope.
Of Corset.
With that beat. No.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You in the crates over there. I'm mad at you. I'm not mad at you, King. I'm not.
You know.
Well, how about we keep this show rolling and bring in our next caller? Are you ready, King?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Are you sure you're ready? Because this is a special treat. I believe that he was summoned by Lady Ace Poetry. This is the artist formerly known as For Real the Poet as of this weekend, to my knowledge. He now goes by him. Welcome.
I just found the first
Queen's Quarter. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter.
Baby. Take a sax off. What's up? Hello, Your Highnesses, King and Atterbury and beautiful Trina. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
What's up, y'all? What's up? I was left lost of words with your the way you introduced me. Hold on, your mom's at the door. It never fails as soon as I get to spit. Hold on. Baby, I'm back.
Okay. Oh,
what's up?
All right. Okay. Yeah, everything is cool. And enjoying the vibes, enjoying some beautiful poetry. How do you feel about poetry in your honor?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I wanted to say shout out to Lady A. And thank you, Lady A, for that beautiful piece. You know, it really touched me. You know, she shared that piece with me in my inbox when she wrote it. Mm-hmm. And it's just very touching, you know, coming from another poet when you hear that you know, their writing was inspired by something that you wrote. And so I really dig that. You know, I admire that. And I want to thank you for doing that, Lady A. Mm-hmm. Means a lot. It really does.
That's awesome. And it was. It was a very beautiful piece. And that's, you know, your inspiration is felt around the community. I don't know if you know it. I feel like we forget to remind people that they are important and how important they are. And I think that piece was definitely a reminder, you know. Let people know if you feel them. Let you know you're feeling them. Give them their flowers while they're here.
Yeah, you're making my face hurt right now. You know, but it's true. You never know what somebody might be going through. And she has, you know, on occasion lifted me up with her words, kind words and of inspiration in my inbox every now and then. And it's always come at a great time because, like, once again, you never know what somebody might be going through. And that type of thing lifts me up because, you know, I'm just him. You know, I'm just he. You know, I'm just a simple man, and to hear what people think or feel about me, it's beautiful, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I accept it, So thank you.
Oh, I love it. Shower him. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, it's a weird.
When you opening that school up, don't I?
I'm gonna call that school the Just Him of Arts.
The Just Him of Arts.
Yes, the Just Him of Arts.
I'm looking for my registration pages.
You know, this is all about teaching people how to be just him or her.
Right. That's true.
You
know, that
be who you are, be yourself.
Yes, and it's poetry and being just that. I love that. Oh man.
Hey.
Gotta keep it growing. Keep what you've cultivated growing and flourishing. And I can't wait to see the vision come to full fruit. And just, you know, everybody know how dope it is to take your socks off.
to take your socks off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out to Miss Curly as well. I don't want her to be jealous. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing all this love to Lady A and stuff like that. Lady A showing me all this love like that. So shout out to Miss Shirley, who's very inspirational with her inspirational post each and every morning, you know?
Yes, it is. She is.
Shout out, Grandma. Shout out to Grandma Pearly. Grandma Pearly, yes. Mm-hmm.
She is a ball of light. From the smile and everything about her, that the laugh, the giggle, and then you get to know her, and you're like, ah, oh, the triple threat. Love her.
You know, it's just beautiful to have, you know, to be a part of this circle, you know, to have you guys, you know, surrounded, you know. It's a beautiful thing. All of you guys, you know, lift me up. So, and this show tonight, you know, listening to the poets come through. And listening to y'all energy and the crazy music that's going down, it's a beautiful thing on my night off, you know. So I'll get to I'm off on Monday, so, you know, I get to enjoy this, you know.
Okay. All right.
So thank you
guys
for doing what you do. Thank you guys for doing what you do, and Trina and Atterbury, King Atterbury, your poetry, poems that you guys spit was, you started that blaze, that sparked that fire, you know. And I'm just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying it, y'all.
That's great to hear.
So thank you.
You are so welcome. We are honored to be here. We're going to let you get a chance to get back to your night off and make sure, you know, not only take your shoes and your socks off, but put your feet in front of the fan and, you know, put your hands under your head. And just sit back and listen after it. But before you go, we would love to hear. We would love to hear one of your beautiful pieces.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Well, my night off. You know, don't put it like that. You guys, the program on tonight is part of my night off. So I'm with it like that. And I bought a piece now. It might be a little dark. I don't know. I just picked this piece out. It's an old piece. I don't know how old it is. I can't remember when I wrote it, but it's just a piece that I think will allow me to show some emotion, hopefully. Like I'm still trying to knock the rust off from not spitting in a while. But I was like, I like to do emotional pieces. This might be a little dark. I'm not sure. But hopefully I can pull it off for you guys.
Okay.
And the title. Thank you. The title of it, from what I see here, is called Frustration. Mm. All right.
Thank you.
I'm only human yet frustrated. Frustrated, irked, bothered, no peace, feeling flustered, fatherless, depressed, left stranded, lifeline detached, daddy, where you at? There's a war in heaven, hell is cutting up, flooding my cranium with this negative stuff, this feeling of wanting to give up. I'm wanting to. Where are you? I'm in need of something to hold on to. They say that you never sleep. It seems like you're gone. Demons are running amok. The threads that hold believers together have been loosening up. Hands are being thrown up. Death is the relief that's dreamed of, the release from this earthen holocaust. Turmoil spreads like ink spilled, blemishing linens, poisoning everything in its touch. Blackened, musing skies gray. Where are you, Father? The hands of times are crushing like pipes pressurized, busting, rationale leaking, leaving thoughts of suicide consumed. Sometimes I just want to die. Rather the lack thereof, I'd still feel the sting of pain even in death. To fade into decay, decades of decadence awaits me, awaited me, awaiting me, keeps me awake. The ways I feel, I'll embrace it. Like love searched for in this dying world. Peace. The blind find it cause they feel the braille and are kept free from seeing this horror, the horrors of this world. Frustration. Frustration has a stranglehold on me. I find it hard to breathe. One day this stagnated air shall finally escape me. See, I just pray for peace. Some form of peace. If the prayer lines are still open, I pray that this frustration is removed from me. Frustration. I'm feeling frustrated. Frustrated. No matter the emotion, I still believe, and I know that peace will come in the morning. In the morning. Day. Just to be free of the things that frustrate. Frustration. Frustrations are frustrating me. That's why, in spite of me and my feelings, I continue to pray. I'm only human. Just know that in God I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. In God I'm good. Real good today. I was just frustrated. Frustrated. So frustrated. Yesterday. Did I hear Hurricane say, watch me, watch me, watch me, now watch me turn the page? I didn't have to ask King Atterbury to join me because he was all ready, and so was Edwina. Edwina was ready to watch me rip this shit page after page, all our blood, our blackness, pain after suffering, pain and suffering, death stains, the many pages and the tragedies, hidden histories rewritten for real. For real, frustrated. Frustration. So the poet said, go on and spit that shit for real, my niggas. That sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit that shit. So go ahead for real. They said, spit that shit. So I grabbed the mic and I kicked the stand and I spit that shit for real. I spit that shit. It weighed a ton, but I spit that shit, and it killed the frustration. Frustration. Frustrated. Frustrated. Just him.
Boss man, that was like electrifying, man. You gave me a couple of ideas to write something, man. Inspiration.
I'm just basking in it. You did. You definitely emoted.
Because I feel like it went through so many emotions, and then the conviction in the end, it's like, you know, in God, I'm good. And just reminding yourself of that part, and the poet said, go on, and I spit that shit. And every time you say, I spit that shit, I took a different interpretation of what it meant. And even in your repetition, it's like even each of the repetitions meant something different, or I felt something different from them. So it wasn't like the just repeating of the same word. It was, I love this. I really did. I love this piece.
I know that cycle,
that evolution of self, when you go from, you know, one state of this existence to another. This is dope. I like this piece.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you, Bruna.
Well, that took me through a lot of
things. That's fun. Very inspirational, too, you know.
Wow, awesome. That was awesome. We appreciate you for bringing it. We are going to, I know you said I was not trying to push you off the mic. I was just saying I would like to enjoy the vibes, you know, enjoy the vibes. Just sit back and enjoy the vibes.
I appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. And we may, you know, spin back around if we get a chance. And I'd like to hear another one of your pieces if we get to it, okay?
All right, I'll be right here. One love, one light.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Cool. Okay, I'll play a quick song and we're going to get right back to it. Was it
got it.
Okay. You got it?
We go.
Oh, off and I'm true to my niggas. My only fear is what I might do to a nigga. The fast lane got your man speeding. It make me wanna load the thing things up and get even. D-block laying them down in the box, hands crossed. Same smirk he had playing around. Still go to war with the same 8 and a pound. It's the remix, nigga. Kiss Ray and Bilal.
Too often, it's the young niggas in the coffin trying to blossom. Got shot down walking. Blink a eye, the hot guy turn cold. Bring the body back, see the bullet hole and a burn soul. Don't cry, we chose in life. Fast lane in the brain, he's supposed to fight. How you smile at a mama when she lost a child? This is realness, tell them how they live. Where you at, the line?
All right, we're going to keep the show rolling and bring in our next caller. Looks like area code 415. I feel like I recognize them, but I won't jump to conclusions. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, my name is Sylvia Blaylock. How are you?
Hi,
Hello,
Sylvia.
How you doing?
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Doing good out here.
Yes.
For real, invited me to check out your show, and I thought I would come and celebrate the kings and the queens.
Oh, well, welcome.
We appreciate you for that.
We do. We do. And are you a poet also?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome. Welcome, and I hope you won't be a stranger. If you're any friend of For Real, you know, be a great poet because he keeps an arsenal of wonderful people in his corner. So I imagine you're not any exception.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I love you, For Real. Thank you for the invite.
Oh. Well, tonight we are doing things. I'm not sure if you're listening, but it's been open mic tonight, you know, just flowing with the conversation and seeing what's on everyone's mind, you know.
Well, you know, it's National Poetry Month, and I love that because the 30 and 30 is not that easy to do. But I am trying to keep up with it and doing 30 poems in 30 days.
Yes.
And it's helping to shake my pen off, you know, with it being Poetry Month.
Yes.
What is it? Is today the 3rd? So tomorrow is going to be Maya Angelou's birthday.
Yes.
One of my favorite times for poetry of the year.
Oh.
So I invite everyone to take a moment tomorrow and just, mm-hmm. if you don't have one of her books, look one up on the internet and just read yourself one of her poems.
Yes, indeed. I have all of her books. Maya Angelou is my absolute favorite poet.
Mine too.
So yes, that's definitely a good idea. And to read it and to share it is a good idea, and I'm definitely going to do that. Thank you. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that advice. All right, well, I would love to hear some of your poetry tonight if you're ready to share with us.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I wrote this one. I wrote this for, well, if you're familiar with the theory of pi.
Yes.
I wrote this for Pi Day, which is uh-huh. March 14th. and I wrote it last year. This is called Algorithm.
Okay. Oh. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Like math, the world can be made to make sense if you know where to put the equal signs, unless it does not add up. Algorithm, a procedure of sets of steps used to solve a mathematical computation. In a recipe, the total sum of the recipe does not equal the resulting delicious food without your actual input. You must cook it. You are the X in that algorithm. You see, the world can be made to make sense if you know where to put the equal signs. It is the steps. The steps to get you to the desired outcome is an algorithm. In the steps, the total sum of the steps does not equal the resulting click without your actual input in the algorithm. The world can be made to make sense if you know where to put the equal signs. It is in the choice. In a choice, the sum of the choices does not equal the resulting choice, that is, your own choice, without your actual input. You must choose. The world can be made to make sense if you know where to put the equal signs. That which is not equal is not equal. The beauty of math, in which case, subtraction, multiplication, more whole numbers, less fractions. And what have we got against fractions that are whole unto themselves anyway, in which their separate parts balance for their own sake? They are what they are. First, determine the goal, and as taught, aim them high enough, spending time healing the ground while also looking at the sky enough. Access historic and current data and know it. Grab up your rock and see where you've already tried to throw it. Choose one that skips flat and heavy enough. Bounce it in your hand. Get the crux of it. Visualize the skip and let it rip. Algorithm, a procedure or set of steps used to solve a mathematical computation. It is the love. In love, the total sum of love does not equal the resulting love without actual love. You are the X in the algorithm. And that's that piece.
Oh. That's really, really
enjoyed that piece. Of love.
Yes. Wow.
That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Okay. The world can be made to make sense if you know where to put the equal sign. The visualization toward the end of like how easy it is to just, I feel like it's just a testament to taking ownership of yourself in this space. You are, you know.
That's it. For everywhere that you think that an answer doesn't exist, you're probably the answer.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to, is we're looking for a solution when we're it.
I love that. I love that. And then the illustration of skipping the rock and just, you know, making it into something that is procedural as opposed to being by chance. It's like if you... that just opens up a conversation about, like, you know, I've been reading a lot more about, what do you call that? Manifestation and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Like, and that just speaks so much into it without being direct. It just, like, spoke to that topic to me so much. It made some things so much more clear. I love that piece. I really did.
Thank you. I had somebody talk to me recently about manifesting versus intention setting.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to explain to me that when you are manifesting, you're thinking about what you want to do without actually physically doing anything to make that happen. You're kind of wishing versus intention setting, where you are making a list and doing the things on the list. And I told her that, young person, you don't actually understand what manifesting means, because if you are in tuned in your spirit, getting it in your head clear what it is that you want it to be is the first physical step of making it happen, because your thoughts are physical.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I'm like, okay. Well, you know how you say a thing and everybody goes, no, talk.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to leave that nugget on your
right. The takeaway of tonight is brought to you by Sylvia. Thank you so much. And in the back channel, everyone is telling me that you are actually Epiphany alum. I apologize for not knowing that already. I'm kind of new to the Epiphany family, but everyone's telling you hello. And
hello.
For real, bad to tell you hi.
Hi, yeah. Sugar. Congratulations on your engagement, Van.
Yes. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. It is. Well, yes. Congratulations, Van. Oh, Sylvia, it has been such, King, I didn't give you a chance to talk. I'm such so fangirling over here. Go ahead. I'm so
I said what I said. You know, it just felt like some signs of love, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And compassion and all the emotion on the forefront. It was a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Very well.
And I appreciate the takeaway as well. That was fun. That really opened up a whole new door for me, because I'm like, right now there's so much noise that it's hard to get a good gauge on exactly what your intentions are supposed to be, what needs to be a priority, things of that nature.
Especially
and then you get
with
into
us
the idea
poets.
Of, yeah.
Especially with us as poets. You're so true.
And to take a perspective of like manifestation is being like, okay, that's a starting point to get an idea of what you would like to see, but to actually set the intentions and take the ownership and the responsibility, going back to your piece of saying that it's all in you. Whatever it is you wish to manifest, it all has to be in the intentions and the actions and the work that you do towards it. So that goes so far. I am so pleased to meet you, and I hope to hear you so much more. I hope that you will definitely tune back in. You know, I want to hear every night, but Monday nights, I would definitely love to hear you here.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I will definitely stay on the line. Oh, no, absolutely. I'll be back.
Okay. All right. You'll stand by in case you get another round to go?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sylvia. One moment, please. One love and one mic, sweetheart.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in love already. Okay. I fall in love with poets. The heart of a poet is such a special thing, and when you meet a new heart and you see how genuine it can be, it's like somebody's brought butterflies in the room. And Sylvia is it's the butterflies of the night. Thank you, Sylvia. All right.
Yeah.
She definitely did. All right, I'm going to hit us with another quick song, if you don't mind. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Or did you have something lined up?
Nah, I got it. Shoot it through. You know what I mean?
All right, you don't sound all that excited for my choice. Are you excited? Are you excited, King?
I know. You know I'm not an over-happy dude, so let's not go there. You always going to have a banger, as well as me, so you already know the deal.
Okay. All right. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're going to take it back a few years. I love this song, too. All right. We'll be right back with you guys.
Some problems
All right. Oh, you gotta love. You gotta throw some DeBarge in there after the midnight hour. You gotta play some DeBarge. Okay. Yes, indeed. All right. We're gonna keep this party rolling and take our next caller. And I am sorry to inform everyone who's waiting, but we're not actually gonna get to do a speed round tonight. Maybe next time, but we do want to give, you know, the calls we haven't had a chance to spit their chance because, you know, our motto around here, no poet left behind. So it looks like our last and final call of the evening is coming to us from area code 682. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
Hello, everybody. This is Vanessa. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, how are you? Long time no hear, sir.
I'm
all right.
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great.
You're being jamming.
Yeah, I'm getting it in.
Yes, we are. It's great to hear your voice. How's everything doing?
Yeah, it's good, man.
Good?
Yeah. Kim and I are maintaining, you know, trying to, you know, just get ourselves together for the comeback. Needed a little break after Taraji's passing, so.
I totally understand. Totally understandable. You know, guys in our prayers. And yeah, can't wait to have you guys back. You know, there's always a mic here. If you just want to dust it off and, you know, do what you do best, because you definitely do it. Renaissance. You are our final call of the night. And, we don't really have a question. We're just going on vibes and such. So do you have an idea of, like, are you participating in the 30 for 30? So we brought it up.
No, actually, this will be the first of me doing anything 30 for 30-wise. Burrell reached out to me tonight about the show. And I said, you know what? I'll spit something. Yeah, so this is
okay.
We definitely appreciate
you coming through. Yeah, we do. But we're not even gonna. We won't hold you. You know, it's getting a little late, so we are ready for your piece when you are.
Ready.
Okay.
This poem's called. It's called Poetically Lost. This right is my baby. Poetry's maybe. We used to come together, give birth to splendor, but my pen has been abstinent on accident. I wasn't trying to fast, but it's not like me to think, and my pen don't eat, don't bust soliloquy on white sheets or shit on everything like a flock of birds that ate the wrong thing on a beach and sneezed. I'm beginning to believe I'll have to cut off my own arm to make this pen bleed. Is that where I can find you, poetry, where the pain be? It's like you have maimed me, took a piece of me when you left me on that random doorstep, forcing me to write with thumbs missing. It all feels phony, like F sounding words that start with the letter P. I keep putting pen to pad and nothing. I was listening, Bruce Lee, but there's no poetic flow. I'm trying to be water, my friend, but the desert is the one that is there for me again and again. Riding used to feel like swimming in the stream, but now when I dive deep, it's like I get sand in my teeth. I can take it to the bank that all my pages would be blank. My voice is dark and full of cracks, might as well be mute. My pen, my own pen, stabs me in the back. It too, brute? Poetry has forsaken me. No stone to roll away on the third day. Creativity has left me, like my blood tracing the cracks in the street with police standing over me. I hear the ancestors scream, but it's fading. In hands to reach out and save me. Even water has betrayed me. I'm drowning in grief. Poetry lost to me like sheets in the wind, like whole novels gone due accidental deletion. The stock market crash has nothing on how it feels when lungs collapse. I can't breathe. Writing was my sixth sense, taking expeditiously. My equilibrium is off. My fingers no longer walk across pages. Feet no longer walk across stages. Waves of discontent come in stages, thankfully not four, though it isn't cancerous. But the fear of never writing another worthy line has metastasized through my insides. I question metaphors and how my words rhyme, like there are only a few grains left in the hourglass. I'm running out of time. Maybe my talent was only to be for a season, leaving these words unleavened, never to rise again. Maybe I've reached the end of my quota. While this gift fades and transcends like an old Yoda, my rights used to slice through darkness like lightsabers, but now cut off at the legs like Obi-Wan did Darth Vader. Metaphors used to be deep like craters, now they're just what's left of the crater. Nothing to savor, no lines that are life savors. One stanza feels like a Herculean labor. I'm belabored instead of beguiled, a poet exiled. So unless poetry comes home and claims me, this poem here remains an abandoned child. Renaissance.
Hey.
Well spoken, bro. That was some dope.
Listen.
Hearing that on the stage, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Appreciate y'all.
I can totally relate to this, but some of those, the lines in this piece, I'm just like, what? But it's like you fight that feeling, but in the middle of it, it's like you're dropping these lines that mean so much. Like I cut off my own arm to make my pen bleed. The desert is the one that is there for me again and again. I understand that. This is amazing. I love your poetry. It's so deep, so amazing. It's really awesome. Leaving his words is leaving his words unleavened, never to rise again. I'm like, what? Do you guys take the time to, like, you throw so many major like lines on top of one another that they don't, you know, you gotta really take the time to get in there and let each of them just marinate. There's so much in there I love it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying? I didn't
say that. No, I wasn't saying much. I mean, a lot of times when, you know, I can't find anything to write, I try to find, you know, the pain, something that's keeping me from writing, something that I may be able to focus on. And this particular time was not being able to write and how it felt, not being able to write. And for the first time in a long time, you know, I had found you know, my pen, and I was able to describe all the things that I felt. And, you know, being a person that loves to speak through metaphor, you know, those things that came to my mind in pictures, luckily are able to be described properly, you know, through my pen. And you know, that's just basically what I try to do.
And it's exactly what you did. It's awesome, ink. Awesome, awesome ink. And this is something that you just wrote, you said? The recent write?
Actually, no, this was sometime last year. I'm still kind of going through the haven't been able to write thing. This is probably one of the last few pieces I wrote. I think I maybe wrote two more after this or three, not very many. But, yeah, this was something I was able to dive into. And, you know, after the passing of Sun Touch and after the passing of, you know, Taraji, I really haven't even tried to write. So getting back into it sometimes is about spitting some things and feeling the vibe and energy of your own work. And that can motivate you to write more. So I thought maybe coming through tonight and spitting could spark something.
I hope that it does. I hope that it does. And, you know, it starts to sound cliche about, like, living on and writing on in honor of those people, because these words live on when we're no longer here. And I think, you know, that's really important to keep in mind, that you are a continuation of this tribe and a part of the tribe that you represent, that are so important to you. Try to let them live on through it. So, like, that's another piece of pain that you can take. And that's something I have trouble with myself, is, like, approaching that pain, because I have it stored it away so far that I feel like if I take it out, it's going to be like that closet in every sitcom where you open the door and then all sorts of trash that you never want to fill is going to fall out. So, I don't know. But if you can really take it and use it, I think that is a really beautiful thing. And if it can produce anything like this, that's going to be amazing. So I hope to hear good things from your pen going forward. And can't wait to have you back. All right. King, did you have anything you wanted to share?
Well, I just was enjoying a beautiful piece, man. Praise is definitely going to always be with you, you know what I'm saying, as well as everybody else in this family.
Absolutely.
Already, man. Appreciate the words.
Well, thank you. You're so welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, you know, come back through if you ever feel like you want to share. We're definitely here, and we love to hear your pen. All right?
Thank you. Appreciate the show. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. One love, one light.
Love, one light.
All right. And that is Renaissance poet. Oh.
Yes. That was definitely sharp.
I pray you get that feeling back. And I know it's like when it feels like it's going away from you. Sometimes healing will take you away from where you think you're supposed to be, but it'll put you right where you need to be. That's something. But, you know, there's been so many great poets that have joined us tonight and shared with us and showed us what each of them was feeling in their own element on this night without our prompts or us, you know, selling it. And everything that you shared was so inspirational to me. So I appreciate each and every one of you guys.
Yeah, everybody came through
and said, yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. All right. King, do you have any closing remarks before we get out of here again, ladies and gentlemen? I thought we were going to have a speed round, but the night has grown long and we don't want it to run any later. So join us back here next week, next Monday night, and maybe we should get a chance to do it.
Sure. Everybody, tune in tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? 7:30 on the Let's Talk Network, Poetry Corner. And we about to get live and on fire with a few fire pieces when these poets come through. So, and anyone would like to come through in the future shows, just hit me up on Instagram, King Atterbury Inc., on Facebook, Joel Washington Atterbury, and so I'll schedule you out.
All right. All right. Okay. And make sure that you tune in back here on Epiphany Radio tomorrow night as well, 9 p.m., for I believe it's Fly Speak Open Mic with Mojave. And every night this week, there's a beautiful show with one of our amazing hosts and poets. So, you know, keep your mics tuned in to Epiphany Radio. Thank you guys for an amazing night. We're going to take you guys out with a song and one love, one mic to all.
One love, one mic.
Goodbye.
You got it, Queen?
Go ahead.
Goodbye. Never ending. Sing it to the fly. It's live, we love, say what. Sing it to the fly. The sweet say shoot it up, I think it booted out Johnston, full of Bronson, with no magic wand, like a bomb, no but black, a black leaf, sweet, Chiba or I, Cobra Kai, I John Chima, Roscoe, no game style, levity, a morphable threats on a nickel plate, dragon skate, all over the state, shake, while we speak, Bronx, ice, cross, silver skies, alley, parkways, even streets, all over the stairways, Chiba, 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 y'all, hula, he seeker, Foxy, Shakita, like the tequila, armor ready, drop the confessor, penny heat armor, and Latin quarters do the La Bamba, flight of the Shogun, eject. In the parish trooper. Black flames, masquerades, lead chase in the dark with no heart. But came back to life when it heard the heart. We launched them from start, mark scars for these times. Fly spies through the spot, like diamonds on her china eyes. Off the land, airborne, drawn on a sugar blast. Lower mass, acquitted Academy Award. Yeah, banana splitting, casting over brown, spanking the leather with skimmer. Welcome to Jigger, cashmere, looky looky here, velvet velour. Mix them together, two sisters, menage a trois. The cat's bar, where a marinade, melting on ass. Hershey bar in the Sahara, in the walls and walking tall. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. First I cut it to the left, then I boogie to the right. Dig it, puncture in the palisade with Mr. Midnight. Man the menu for murder, be Saratoga Fahrenheit. Legacy Ruger on top, task go for the sight. Then I party down with Foxy Brown around a canopy. Following me, the Sunny Tiba, only plead the jungle free. Now I'm pouring vodka on top of the diva, but I lay you on the dock while the submarine slide through. Yeah, German choice, liquor's poor leg, every bone crush. Plush, very ever sweet, 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 sugar rush. I cut regularly, reefers on the roundup. Chop ice, only live life on an up and up. And the bros, they knife, peeling off they tights. Bitch, you by golly, why? Playing in my sights, sipping sure you're right. My Sharia more through the corridor. Mixing on the floor where we contemplate 5,000 styles, hit the brick house. Chip the raw hide, hidey, hidey, hide. Diamond crooks, hailing from coolie to hang them high. So add the oregano, who would ever know? Lower underworld, path to walk. Susceptible talk from a delegate, who be selling it? Always blaming back at five, never ending high. Luminati's out, lower paradise. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. We live.
They know who we be.